Gemara in Daf Pehei discussing the Chiyuv Refuah, one of the five types of compensation that the Mazik has to pay. The Gemara brings a very famous drasha. The Gemara says, Tana de Berab Yishmael, Omer v'rapo yirape, that the Mazik, the Chovel, the person who committed the injury, he has to pay for the Refuah. Mikan shenitein reshus l'rofe l'rapos. The Gemara infers from this a general rule that there is permission, the Torah allows a doctor to practice his craft of healing. I want to just discuss the background on this, the various perspectives in Chazal and in the Rishonim and Achronim about this idea that the Torah gives the doctor permission to practice medicine. Obviously, we all go to doctors, but there's just some very interesting historical discussion about whether this is really l'chatchila or not. First of all, in terms of basic pshat of the Gemara, what's the chiddush? Why does a doctor need permission to practice? So Rashi says, Lo amrinan rachmana machi v'yumasi. A person might have thought, Hashem made him sick. Who are you to think you know better and you make him better? Maybe you should just let some religions have that attitude. Maybe you should just let nature, let God's will take its course. Kamash mila no, mikan shenitin reshus l'rofe. Tosfos builds on that, takes that one step further. Tosfos says, rapa yirape, there are two words. Why do you need the second word? What's the additional chiddush? You might distinguish between, Tosfos says, a makabi de adam and a makabi de shemayim. A makabi de adam, Hashem didn't do it, the person did it. So that's not, you're not directly flouting God's will. But a makabi de shemayim, where there are no human involved, that Hashem just made it happen by itself, you might think that's more of a problem, that's more directly flouting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, that's an additional chiddush.
I never understood that. Because any ill that happens in the world, why apply chesed to anybody, why yitzdaka, why daven? Anytime something bad happens, you get asked the same question.
Yes, that is an excellent point, and we'll not going to be able to satisfy that question totally, but we will discuss some of that argument. That is the key argument in this sugya. Just before we get to that, I just want to point out another theological point of interest here, that Tosfos seems to be distinguishing and saying that something that happens via a person is less directly the will of God than something that happens through the natural order. This is a famous doctrine proposed by other important Jewish thinkers, notably the Alshech and the Arachayim HaKadosh. They're discussing Yosef and the brothers. They were originally going to kill Yosef directly. Then they said, let's not spill blood, let's throw him into the pit. They were planning on killing him. He was going to die in the pit. It wasn't jail. He was going to die of starvation or snakes or whatever it was. What was the advantage? How was that any better? So, Pashtus, you learn, they weren't going to kill him b'yadayim, they were going to kill him kind of indirectly. But the Alshech and the Arachayim say that a human being can do something which is outside of God's plan. So if they kill him directly, they said, there'll be no evidence that God really wants him dead because that's humans doing it. If we just drop him in a pit and let nature take its course, snakes or just starvation, that'll be Hashem doing it. So if he deserves to die, he dies. If not, Hashem will take care of him. There's a lot to ask on this. If they threw him into the pit, why isn't that called a human doing it? The theology is very, very tricky and beyond the scope of our brief talk tonight. But in general, the basic idea is the same as Tosfos, that to some extent, on some level, what a human does directly is seen as less as the direct Ratzon Hashem than something which simply happens through Derech HaTeva, which is seen as more direct Hashem. Anyway, in our case, regarding Refuah, Tosfos is saying the maskana is that even something which is b'dei shemayim, which is more directly Ratzon Hashem, still you don't say iyum akosh baruch hu machi biyumasi, and the rofe has reshus to take care of it.
I just wanted to point out that you don't necessarily have to say that Tosfos is going as far as the Alshech HaRachayim. You could just say that if a human had a part in it, so a human can have a part in Hashem's plan to heal him, which is not directly against where Hashem did it on his own. So it's still a different level.
Right. Anyway, Tosfos is talking about refuah. So right, you could say a particular svara that you're just offsetting what the other human did. You're just rectifying. You could say that.
Is it rishus or chayav?
I'm sorry?
The doctor has a rishus or a chayav?
So that's a very good point, too. The poskim generally do say that it is a mitzvah. It's a great mitzvah. If he doesn't do it, he's responsible for killing people. If he does, so it actually is a mitzvah. The Gemara does use the word reshus, only not mitzvah, although lahalacha, I believe that the poskim say once a Torah gave him reshus, it becomes a mitzvah also. Once he has permission, and another reason why he might need permission, the Ramban brings in a few places, is that he might think that the risk of malpractice, maybe I shouldn't do anything, maybe I'll make things worse, maybe I shave al tasa. Kamashla, no, he has permission. But once he has permission, the consensus of the poskim is it's actually a mitzvah. I believe that's
five mitzvahs.
Five mitzvahs.
The
Shasaveja, probably.
Right,
he's just pointing out, the Gemara uses Lashon Rishus, but you're saying the other places we say yes. I think that's the consensus that it's a mitzvah. So there's one other medrash which is widely quoted also. There's a medrash, has a charming little story. It says, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, I think, were traveling along with somebody else. And on the way, they met somebody who had some illness or some injury, and he asked them, what's the refuah for this? I don't know why he thought they would know, I'm not sure. I guess the rabbis knew everything, he thought. So they asked the Rishon Rekiva, what is the refuah for this condition? So they said, kach v'kach. The medrash doesn't even say what they said, but they said, this is the refuah. Fine, so he went off in his merry way. So the person who was with them had tinnitus. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. You know, who are you to be smarter than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't know if you know this Gemara, but they asked him, what do you do for a living? So he said, look, I'm carrying a sickle, I'm a farmer. So they said, what do? You plant and you harvest wheat and you process it. So they say, Hashem runs the world, Hashem makes fields, you're taking his wheat and taking it and I'm processing it. He says, yeah, otherwise it doesn't grow, otherwise it doesn't turn into useful things for people. See, they called him Shote, he said, when it comes to your business and farming, you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world, but he leaves it up to us to take the next step and to process it. So we're doing the same thing with regard to refuah. That again is a Gemara which takes a very positive attitude toward refuah. The Gemara clearly indicates that it's permitted and even a mitzvah for people to practice refuah. Now there are two famous Maror Mekomos, two kind of pashtus, diametrically opposed positions, famously known as the Rambam and the Ramban. The Mishnah Psachim says that there are shisha dvarim that King Chizkiah did six things. Three of them his colleagues agreed. Three of them, they did not agree. One of the ones that they agreed to him about, which was one of the good ones, was Gonaz Sefer HaRefuos. There was something called the Sefer HaRefuos, some kind of medical book, and Chizkiah didn't want it around. He was Gonaz, if he hid it away, he suppressed it. Why? Why did he do this? Why was it a good thing? So, some Rishonim learn that the reason this was such a good thing is because people were failing to, when they got sick, instead of davening and doing tshuva and cheshbon ha-nefesh, they would simply open the book, cure themselves, and they wouldn't have the appropriate religious response. Rashi says, "Lo ha-yalibam nichna al-chalyam," they didn't have the proper musar reaction to the sickness, "el mitrapin miyat," they would just get rid of the sickness, and they wouldn't get the proper spiritual lesson from the disease. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos learns a different pshat. The exact details of the other pshat are not relevant to us right now. The Rambam says the reason I made such a big point out of this is because Lafuke, basically from Rashi, doesn't quote Rashi by name, but he says he wants to make sure that you don't make the terrible mistake of adopting a pshat that was like Rashi. He says people would, they would have a choli, they would read the book, they would get better, and people wouldn't be samech on Hashem, so he took away the book. Says the Rambam, this is stupid and idiotic and ridiculous. He says, hefsid maimer zeh, minashigyonos, it's iveles, it's such an iveles that we shouldn't ascribe such nonsense even to foolish people of the Hamon, certainly not Chizkiah HaMelech, he says, according to their das, hakal, v'hameshubash, their erroneous and an incorrect opinion. If someone is hungry, this is what Dr. Mann was saying, if someone is hungry and eats bread, is that a chesaron bitachon? He's relying on the bread? No, he eats the bread, and he knows that Hashem gave him the bread, and he gets better. He says exactly the same thing applies to medicine. There's nothing wrong with it. And that's, I wouldn't even mention this, he said, that Indian Hagarua, I wouldn't even talk about this. He says, except that lots of people hold this way. So I want to make sure that you don't fall into the grave theological error of these people. This is absolutely wrong. This is not the opinion of the Torah. That's the Rambam. The Ramban, in his Pirush LaTorah, is not discussing the mission of Chizkiah. The Ramban, in Parshas Bechukosai, discusses the way the world should be ideally set up, and he says, really, if people are doing the right thing, if people want to do Ratzon Hashem and react the way they should on a high madrega to sickness, they should not go to doctors. They should go to the Navi. They should find out what Hashem wants from them, but they should not be going to the doctors. He brings a pasuk in Malachim about King Asa HaMelech, Gam B'cholyav, Lo Darashas Hashem Ki Barofim. It lists a complaint, a misdeed of Asa when he was sick. He didn't go to Hashem, he went to doctors. Now, some poskim understand, the Bach, for example, Mitzudas David, and many others, Akedas Yitzchak, some understand, nothing wrong with going to doctors. The problem was, he didn't go to Hashem, he just went to the doctor. But what he should have done was go to the doctors and gone to the Navi and David. But going to the doctors itself, there's nothing wrong with that. Rabban says, no, going to the doctors itself, that was the Avera. King Asa should not have gone to see doctors at all. He should have simply taken care of the matter spiritually. But Machelik L'Rofim Beveis Osei Ratzon Hashem, doctors have no place in the households of those who do the will of Hashem, and going to doctors is wrong. Now, the Rambam and the Ramban seem to disagree. The Ramban seems to be adopting exactly the attitude that the Rambam is condemning. And indeed, Akedas Yitzchak does understand this to be a machlokas. Akedas Yitzchak in Parshas Vayishlach spends a lot of time defending the Shita of the Rambam, that Ishtadlus is important, that in all areas of life, as Dr. Mann was saying before, a person is always supposed to act as though we live in the world of Siba and Mesovev, of laws of nature. A person should always go about his daily life, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, and of course, Epitachon and Davin Tashem. But he certainly should do whatever he can. Akedas is starting with Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov did all those things to avoid Esav. He made plans and military plans and presents and did everything he could to avoid Esav. And that's the lesson you learn, he says, that a person should always do whatever he can with Derech HaTeva, and at the end, daven and Abitachon and do tshuva and be good. But that doesn't stop you from doing whatever you can with Derech HaTeva. And so after that, he says, and now he says, the Ramban says, you shouldn't go to a doctor. He says, Mi Yishmaela V'davar Azeh. Who will listen to this Ramban? It's clearly against normative Jewish thought, he says. Ramban is simply wrong, and he rejects the Ramban. Others, Rav Dessler and other contemporary thinkers, argue that the Rambam and the Ramban don't really disagree, and there's a place for both. Everyone pretty much agrees that for ordinary people on Ar Madrega who are not lofty tzaddikim, they really should go to doctors. That is the right thing to do. And that's what the Rambam is talking about. The Ramban means people on a very high madrega. Asa, who was one of the great tzaddikim of the Malchei Yehuda, Chizki HaMelech, the Ramban talks about the ideal person, a person who is living his life entirely with the knowledge that Hashem runs the world. Such a person shouldn't engage, at least in certain kinds of ishtadlus. You still have to understand, again, what Dr. Mann was saying, you still have to understand which ishtadlus shouldn't he do. He shouldn't eat breakfast, he should just say, I have bitachon, Hashem will take care of me. Rav Dessler says, you find that on a high madrega, you don't need food either. He says, Moshe went up to Shemayim for 40 days, he didn't have food. But when the Ramban doesn't say that a person who's on a high madrega should try to emulate Moshe Rabbeinu and not eat and hope Hashem will take care of him. Everyone agrees that that level of ishtadlus is normal. So it's still not clear exactly why the Ramban seems to feel that medical ishtadlus in particular, is something not appropriate. But Rav Dessler says that there's no real machlokas, Rambam and Ramban. Everyone agrees that there is some place for the hanhaga of the Ramban, and everyone agrees that for other people, the darga of the Rambam is normal. But again, as we've seen, Akedah explicitly says the Ramban is wrong, and he doesn't accept that the Ramban is talking about people on a special madrega. He says the Ramban is simply wrong. He says the Ramban is...
Is it possible, as a stretch, that the reason they put refuah in a very different category than all these other interventions is that refuah may have had a tone or a semblance of kishuf?
So I was going to make a similar point. So putting aside even the machlokas, if there is one, Rambam and Ramban, so later poskim, Chida, Yehuda Ayash, Tzitz Eliezer, later poskim all agree that certainly in our generation we are supposed to make all reasonable ishtadlus medical ishtadlus, see physicians, and everyone, and they all say that the Ramban, as a practical matter, does not apply to us. Even the Ramban himself in Taras HaAdam says that he brings the Gemara, the Rishus Nitin L'Rofe L'Rapas. In Pashas B'Chukose, he says, the Rishus is only for the Rofe, but not for the Chola. The Chola has no business going to the Rofe, but if he does, the Rofe can treat him. That itself is difficult to understand, as the Akeda says. What happened to Lifne Iver? You know, if someone shouldn't be doing it, you shouldn't be cooperating. Why would it be a Rishus or even a mitzvah for the doctor, if it's an aveira, or for the patient? So again, some say the Ramban, different madregas, the Rishus is really for someone who's not on a high madrega, and he should be going to a doctor. But again, as a practical matter, halacha l'maisa, the poskim virtually all agree that ordinary people in our generation, should be going to doctors. There is one very strange tshuva I saw in the Avnei Nezer, it's a tshuva actually from his father, where the question was, someone is told by a physician that the treatment for a certain disease is to eat something that was awesome. Machalas asuras, I don't know if he says what it was, but some kind of tray for something. And I guess he's talking about pikuach nefesh, something where there would be a heter to eat that, that maybe it was Nisra Rabbanan, it was a heter for a chala, but some kind of case where al pi halacha there would be a heter to eat this thing because of the sickness. Is there makom lahachmer? Can a person say, I want to be frum? And Avinezer's father says, yes, there is. He says, there is makom lahachmer. He brings the Ramban, he brings an Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says that the reshus of the Rofei Larapos is only on external wounds, like a fracture or a scar or a cut, something where you can see from the outside. But cholim hapnimiyim, internal things, the Torah never said verapa yirapa on. And in general, says Avinezer's father, since there is the Shita of the Ramban and others who say that ideally one should not be going to doctors, one does have permission to be frum, to be machmer, and say, I want to be on that madrega, I want to do that. Other Akharim say that unless you really live your life like that, day in and day out, working with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with running the world, you shouldn't certainly be getting frum when it comes to doctors. Not sure what kind of person Avinezer's father is talking about. Maybe such a person who is very frum and lives his whole life like that. In any event, I believe his Shita is a Das Yachid. I think the poskim in general say one absolutely should and must see doctors and follow their advice. Even Avinezer's father is focused primarily on when they tell you to do something that's Aser. But even that, the halacha is they tell you when it's Mutter because it's Bikoch Nefesh or whatever it is, and you should do it and you must do it. You should not suddenly say, I'm frum and follow the Ramban. And following Dr. Mann, I always felt that even he was probably talking about medicine of 150 years ago where it was highly speculative. They often did more harm than good. Even if they were beginning to understand medical theory, that the doctors really couldn't treat people with a high degree of, many things, the high degree of effectiveness today, where medicine has advanced light years beyond what it was then, it's possible that even he and those who were skeptical of Ezra says they can't treat the internal problems because they don't really understand it, they can't see it. Again, he was speaking about an age where medicine was much more primitive. If he's really dashing a pasuk, I'm not sure if it can change, but my sense is that in general, many of the poskim who express skepticism about whether Rofe really knows what he's doing, you would have to reevaluate that in light of the great advances that medical science has made in the last century or so.